What do you cook your vegetables in if you eat vegetables?
Stew kettle.
Uh-huh.
Used to use pots.
But now you use kettles. You usually have three pieces of silverware. What do you call them?
Knives, forks, and spoons.
Mm-hmm. If you have something to put flowers in the summer time, set around in your house, what would you call the thing you put the flowers in?
Pot.
After you get through eating, you clean the table off and then you
wash the dishes.
Right. And after you got them washed, between the time that you wash them and dry them, what do you do to them? To get the soap off of them.
Scald them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you use to wash the dishes with?
Wash bag. Sponge. I use a sponge.
You use a sponge. After you've scalded them, what do you call the thing that you dry them with?
Dishcloth.
Now, when you take a bath and dry yourself, what do you call the thing you dry yourself with?
Bath towel. Wash rag and bath towel.
Uh-huh. Now, over your sink, you've got probably two pipes coming out and something here that you turn to get the water out. What do you call that?
Faucet.
If you had one of those on a barrel, if you knocked the bung out of a barrel and drove one of those in, probably made out of wood, what would you call that?
Spigot.
If you want to put a liquid bottle or something with a small neck, and you put a little tool there and pour it in.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. When you used to drive horses on the farm, did you ever use anything to make them go faster?
A whip.
If you go to the grocery store, you buy groceries and they'll put it in something made out of paper. What do you call what they put it in?
Some call it a sack and some call it a bag.
Which do you call it?
I tend to call it a sack.
Uh-huh. If it's made out of cloth, suppose you had gone down and bought some grain for your stock if you were still on the farm, and this would come in a container made out of cloth, what would you call that?
Well, it's
some flour used to come. If you bought flour in 10 pounds or larger, you'd get it in a container made out of cloth. What would you call it?
Flour sacks.
Flour sacks.
Grain sacks. Grain.
Now, sometimes when you buy old things like bran for cattle, you get it in a sack that's made out of cloth, but it's a real rough kind of cloth. What do you call that? A what?
Granny sack.
Uh-huh. It used to be people bought their flour and meal and sometimes other things in big wooden containers. Then what would you call that?
Barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Can't buy that much anymore.
I haven't seen a flour barrel in years.
You never will see anymore.
Nope. Now, if you were going to go to the mill to have some wheat ground into flour, what would you call the amount of wheat, or if you're going to have corn ground into meal, the amount of corn that you took to the mill?
Bushels.
You'd measure it in bushels?
Bushels.
Did you ever hear a turn of corn?
Yeah, I've heard that.
If you had a wagon that was just partially loaded with anything, with wood or grain or anything else, not a full load, but just a part load, what would you call that? Any special term for it?